Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speak to other teams pending the selection of a new pitching coach. First base coach Antoine Richardson, strategy coach Danny Barnes, and coaching assistant Rafael Fernandez have been invited back for the 2026 season.
That's a lot.
Just the Like the three guys have been invited back. Everybody but those three guys and Mendy.
Get lost.
Yeah, it's just wild. Hey, look. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I do think it was necessary to shake things up.
Me too.
But now there's going to be the bullseye, obviously, on the manager. And I just hope that they at least let him have a significant say of who's on the staff and who isn't.
Well, I don't know if they will. I don't want to be redundant because this came up before. But
have been invited back. I mean, that is
ridiculous. My question would be, I just don't know how they truly feel about Mendoza. I know what Stern says. I know he hired him. So when you bring somebody in, you get a vouch for him, clearly, more than not. And I do believe he likes him. And he stuck up for him at the press conferences here. Cohen hasn't said much about Mendoza here. But, like, you know, there were a lot of head-scratching moves here. I don't know if Stearns is putting up one public persona for Mendy. And maybe behind closed doors is a little less committal when he talks to Cohen and maybe some other people in the organization. If that's the case, then if you're Cohen and Stearns, why would you give somebody the juice or the autonomy to do that if you don't really value them the way maybe you did a year ago?
But think about how foolish that is. If Stearns didn't want Mendoza here, he'd be fired. If Stearns and Cohen didn't trust Mendoza, he'd be fired. So you hired the guy for a reason. You're not going to change that reason in 1 year. Like, all the reasons why David Stearns hired Carlos Mendoza are still in play. Just because the results weren't there for 1 year, unless they thought he was doing something bad, like maybe the way that he felt with, again, Buck's a different story because it was different regimes, but if they felt like the manager wasn't doing his job, wasn't putting in the work every day, then you fire him. That's not the case with Carlos Mendoza. You can't fire him just based off of the results when all the principles why you hired him remain the same.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that they should have fired him. All I'm saying is maybe meeting somewhere in the middle of the road. Like, they think about how they felt after Mendoza after last year. You can't tell me that it's the same exact confidence, belief, conviction today after they watched what they watched for a full season. So while I'm not saying that he should have been fired, I would have brought him back to let the third year split the difference. But there could be an erosion of faith to an extent. I don't know. I can't quantify it. But if there's a little decrease in belief in Mendoza, and I would think there would be foolish to think that there's not because he had a bad season, you can bring him back but still not give him the full power, because if he doesn't get off to a good start, you're going to fire him, and then you're going to be stuck with people you might not believe in.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't get off to a good start, I mean, they have a whole heap of issues. Now I'm not talking about like he's going to win his first 10 games out of the gate here. I don't think they're going to fire Mendoza. I mean, unless things went horribly wrong. You know, I'm talking about mid-season All-Star break. Like, you give him the season, and if the Mets are playing like a team that's under 500, then maybe they realize he's not the right guy or whatever. They feel like they need to make a change. But while he's here, and I still firmly believe they believe in him, as they should. You hire somebody. To me, if you hire somebody for a year and he has great success, you hire somebody for a reason. He has great success in that first year, and the team doesn't have good success in the second year, and you look at all the reasons why, I would not go away from the reasons why you hired him in the first place. Therefore, I would be looking to put a guy who I believe in, because if I didn't believe in him, I wouldn't have hired him. I would look to put him in the best spot possible to make him have success, as opposed to forcing a coach on him. Hey, this is going to be your bench coach. This is going to be your pitching coach. Like, it should be a collaborative effort, but I would weigh Mendoza's opinion more so than I would just having Stearns have a, you know, 70% say versus Mendoza 30%. To me, it's got to be 50-50, or if anything, 60-40 in favor of Mendy.
And listen, the bottom line is this, you know, third base, other coaches, you know, sage voice next to him, bench coach, whatever, get some new players.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, you got to have the horses to win. Now, if you have a great staff, sure. Like, I believe that the Mets, Hefner, who's also fired, I believe he really squeezed a lot out of the staff 2 years ago. And you give him credit for that here. But so he did elevate what was, you know, average or slightly above average talent. This year it didn't happen for a multitude of reasons. But, you know, they need an infusion of players here. And if they get them, the new staff will win. And if they don't, the new staff will lose, bottom line.
Yeah, and enough about the Mets. Let's talk about the winning team here in town. The Yankees coming off a thrilling win last night, getting to the ALDS. Yanks, Blue Jays tomorrow. Gausman already announcing game one. Anything else beyond that, BT?
No, but this is what I wanted to throw this by you and let everybody, because this is important here. Because the Yankees, we got it last night that we all assumed it's going to be Luis Gil. You know, Warren was on the postseason roster for the wild card. Luis Gil was not, blah, blah, blah. Then use him. So you have the option of pitching Will Warren tomorrow. And I guess it was said last night that they don't know yet. Now, I believe that Boone knows what he's going to do and Blake, the pitching coach, as well. But if there's a thought that Will Warren should start over Luis Gil, I think that's ridiculous. Like, would you 100% go to Gil? Because Warren's splits on the road are terrible. I knew this, but I wanted to just look at the numbers. 17 road starts this year. His ERA's over 5.5. Opponent batting average almost 290. I think Luis Gil has comparable stuff, and I do think that Will Warren has good stuff. And his numbers at home are much better, like 218 batting average against, and a lot of strikeouts. And he does get some strikeouts. There's no way I'm not giving the baseball to Will Warren tomorrow on the road. I'm not doing that.
Also, whoever pitches game one is going to be pitching game five potentially, correct?
Say if Warren starts tomorrow and he gets rocked, it's going to be Gil, I think. Say if Gil starts, and he gets rocked.
Yeah.
Now you go back to Fried game two, Rodon, and then
Schlittler.
And you could go to Warren if Gil looks horrible tomorrow.
My point is that slot is going to be in game five.
Correct.
Like, I'm going with Luis Gil.
Me too.
I mean, I think Gil's got the better stuff. I like Warren, and I would trust Warren more out of the pen. Now, problem with Gil is if he loses control,
I know.
I mean, that could implode quickly, and now you're into the bullpen before you really want to win game one of a series.
Sure.
Hey, it's not the ideal setup here for the Yankees, but that's what they get for not winning the division in the first place. And I still like their chances. Even if they lost game one, I still think they're going to win this series, and they might win it in three straight after that, similar to what they did in this series, winning the next two after losing game one. I don't love the matchup. That's going to be the one time, Costa said this before, and we talked about it, it's going to be one time that the Blue Jays have to win this game one. If you don't beat Gil or Warren with your best on the mound after all the rest of you had, you're toast. You're going to get swept. They're not beating Fried, Rodon, and Schlittler, so at the very least losing one of those games. I don't think I think the Yankees are winning the series, so I don't really think it matters that much, but I would go Luis Gil over Will Warren.
Yanks, I would too. Yanks haven't hit Gausman. You got to worry about that a little bit. They've seen him quite a bit.
They got to hit him now, though. I don't want to hear it.
Like, I hear you, but they haven't hit him so far, so they got to change
What's his season ERA?
I don't have that up. I can get that in a minute.
He's not Schubel or Crochet.
He's not.
Like,
I agree with
come
that.
Come on.
But he's handled the Yankees, which is unacceptable. Right. I'm with you. You got to hit him. One thing that does worry me about Gil, he's a lot more erratic. Since he came back this year compared to last year as the rookie of the year, you know, again, I don't want to just bombard people with numbers, but this is a horrendous ratio. He's got 41 strikeouts. He's got 33 walks. Dude, that's almost 1-to-1. I mean, that is bad.
No, his walks are his problem, which is why you can't really trust him, which is why he's their fourth starter, essentially, but you just trust him a little bit more than you do Will Warren. Obviously, nobody you trust right now more than Cam Schlittler. Back to him. Greg is in White Plains. What's up, Greg?
Greg, what's happening, bud?
Good afternoon, Sal. Good afternoon, BT.
Hello.
You guys do an amazing job. And Sal, you remind me, I hope you take this as a compliment, of Mad Dog.
I do.
Oh,
thank
he
you.
Loves that.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
We
no,
got you.
We got you, Greg. That is a great compliment. Actually, one of the highest that
anyway,
you could pay, so thank you.
I might have. Oh, I appreciate that. You do a great job, guys. But I might have missed this. You keep saying that Schlittler had a historic performance last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch Schuble pitch Tuesday with 14 strikeouts and 8 out of 9 batters. What is the difference, and why is Schlittler's performance considered historic?
No walks. Now, again, I mean, Schuble was, wow, it was crazy. But where is the stat here? So,
well, nobody's ever done it before.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. When you throw out the word historical, it's literally a point of reference that just to let everybody know it's never happened. And the stat was...
Meaning a pitcher go eight or more innings,
no runs, no walks,
12 or more strikeouts.
That's the number. So
never happened in the postseason before.
Not just the Yankees, ever. So Schuble had 14 whiffs, but he walked a guy. Right. And that's all. I mean, Schuble is... Yeah. Schuble's insane.
No, he's had a terrific performance as well. Like, we saw that. Crochet was great the other night. What Schlittler did literally hasn't been done before, which is why you call it a historic performance. Now,
that's a good question, though. I see why you would ask that, because Schuble was that good.
The tough part for Schlittler now is, much like the Mets coming into the season, like, the expectations have raised significantly.
Yeah.
A star is born. Schlittler emerged on the biggest stage. Elimination game against the Red Sox, Yankee Stadium, 50,000 going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
H, scoreless, historic performance. How he responds and follows that up is going to be not only key for the Yankee postseason, but potentially key on what he becomes the rest of his career. Like, now... He's expected to go out there and dominate. No more, 5-6 innings. He might do 5-6 scoreless or 5-6 solid innings, but the expectation has been raised because of that performance last night. Right or wrong, that's true.
I agree, and I think it is right. I have no problem with it. I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's unfair. Now, to the standard of, 8-plus, 12 whiffs, no walks, no run. I mean, that's insane. That's all-time stuff. But I don't think it's that different from McClain. Who didn't have that kind of a game, but McClain very well might be pitching opening day for the Mets next year. So, the urgency and the spotlight and the dissection of every bad start for somebody like him or Schlittler, just like Matt Harvey, just like Doc Gooden back in the day, when you show that, we just want more, like Pookie. Right. Like Pookie wants the pipe, right? Pookie wants the pipe and New Jack.
Yeah.
We want more strikeouts.
I'm not familiar with that. But
you don't
know
that scene?
No, I've never seen it.
Come on, Chris. You never saw New Jack City?
No.
What?
I know. Yeah, it's a proper reaction.
The way you love rap. Are you crazy?
I know. I got to see it.
Jeez. I am stunned.
I'm ashamed of that one. You caught me. I didn't want to pretend through that reference.
You know what? I appreciate the honesty there. Because you could have just been like, that was sick.
Well,
and I would have believed you.
I
would just assume you saw
16,
it.
16, BT. I love that.
No, basically, Chris Rock, he's on crack. And he's like, he's an informant, whatever. And he's trying to quit. And he just, not to make light of drug abuse, but he needs the pipe. And I'm saying, it's probably a bad way of saying I need more Schlittler. Like, Pookie needs the pipe. Anyway, what are we doing?
Charlie's in the Poconos. What's up, Charlie?
Chuck.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm born in 1980. I didn't get the reference either.
All right, there we go.
Nice sweatshirt, Sal, by the way. Thanks to the YouTube Live. You guys look very handsome. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, you can say anything but Cole's handsome, actually. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but anyway, go ahead, Charlie.
I'm trying to be nice. I almost puked with the Met talk the last hour. I can't take it. Listen, BT, I want a question for you. Can I ask you something?
Anything you want.
How do we feel about the hitting coach for the opposite team in this next series?
I hope they hit above 50. Time. That's what I hope for Mattingly. Mm. And I love him.
BT.
That's it.
My question is, does he get the biggest ovation in Game 3 back in the Bronx of anybody on the field?
No.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, today's football picks here, BT and Sal, brought to you by Cash App.
It is the perfect parlay pick segment, week 5. Nobody has hit their parlay yet. We've had a couple of close calls. Last week, Hoff was 3-1, so 3 out of the 4. I went 2 out of the 3, not good enough. BT, you were 1-3 last week. Overall in the season, Hoff is 8-7. I'm 7-5. You are 4-8 so far.
Gross.
But even more important than the overall record, the total points. I have 35 points. Hoff has 30. You have 15.
Yikes.
That is for picking the correct winner, just money line straight up Jets and Giants each week. Last week, I correctly had the Giants to beat the Chargers and the Dolphins to beat the Jets, so I gained some ground there. So it's me with 35, Hoff with 30, you with 15. You got some work to do here, BT.
I do.
Two-team parlay, 25 points. Three-team parlay, 50 points. Four-team, 100. Take it away, BT. What do you got for week 5?
Yeah, here you go. It's the music, which has done nothing for me so far in terms of vibe. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little shaken here. My morale is a little jittery. I'm kind of in my own head. I'm overthinking things. I'm looking at lines. I'm seeing stuff I love, and then I overthink it. All right, we got to start fresh. We don't have one. We don't have two. We got three. Now, let's face it, pretty good logic over the years. When you have to win a game, you probably find the worst team in the NFL, and you maybe circle that and see if there's something that you like. Well, the worst team in the NFL, that is the Tennessee Titans. And they are obviously taking on the Cardinals, so a little bit more than a touchdown. I think that that number is going to grow. I think that goes more than 7.5 here. The point differential for Tennessee, -69. We're 4 games in, man. Callahan absolutely is going to be the first head coach fired. And the Cardinals, who are only 2-2 in a very competitive division, 2 losses by 4 points, the Niners and Seattle. So I'm going to lay the 7 and a hook. I'm going to expect a rout, and I'm going to take the Cardinals to smash and dismantle the pathetic Tennessee Titans. Number 2, I'm kind of rolling the dice here. This is one of those gut feels. Less based on what I've seen, because if that was the case, I would not play this. The Raiders, and you love the Pete Carroll move coming in. I liked it. They have not looked good at all. They're coming off a 25-24 loss to the Bears. Now, the Colts, I think this number's a little inflated coming off that loss. They won three out of the shoot here. Daniel Jones, blah, blah, blah. I feel like the Raiders, this is a game that's going to be weird. Raiders score first, hang around, back and forth. I think the Raiders cover the number. I'll take the plus 6.5 on the road at Indianapolis. And finally, and I said this with Nick, and we'll do the actual picks coming up after in terms of the Jets and the Giants, but I'm going to touch a little over-under here. The over-under, I have it at 48.5. It went up a little bit. Dallas and the Jets. The Jets secondary is just gross. Their corners, even with Sauce, they're gross. Their linebackers are banged up and really average, and Dallas's defense is pathetic. So I'm going to ride the over. I'm going to take the 48.5. I'm going to go over on that. So I'm going to do a three-teamer here. Cards in summation. Cardinals minus 7.5, taking on the Tennessee. Give me Arizona. Taking on Tennessee, give me Arizona. Give me the Raiders, plus 6.5 at Indy. Dallas Jets over 48.5.
All right, Hoff, what do you got here for week 5?
All right, so I got to be honest with you. I really didn't look too deep into this because I don't like a lot of these games.
Yeah.
And I hate
me that. Me neither, for the record. We were talking about that during the break. Go ahead.
I almost took a 4, though. I almost went 4 instead I went 3.
Okay.
And there's a theme here. I'm going all away teams, and I'm going with short spreads. So we go to Carolina, Miami. I know Carolina, you know, they're inconsistent. They blew out Atlanta, but then they've gotten blown out themselves. Miami consistently puts up about 20-plus points a game. I feel like they'll continue that, and they will win. All they got to do is win by 2 because they got minus 1.5. So Miami in Carolina, minus 1.5. Then I'm going to MetLife. That's right. Dallas offense is really good. The Jets defense is really bad. I don't think the Jets offense can keep up with the Dallas defense. Dallas is getting minus 1.5. I'm taking Dallas. Minus 1.5. So that's 2. Miami minus 1.5. Dallas 1.5. And then I'm going to New Orleans.
Hoff, I thought Dallas was laying the points, not.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I got you.
Minus
1.5.
That's right.
Okay,
yes.
Got you.
And then I'm going to.
It's 2.5, actually. The Cowboys minus 2.5. I don't know where you're getting your lines at, but.
The same place you got it.
Okay.
I refreshed it. It's still 1.5.
Dallas?
Yeah.
It was 2.5. All right, we got you.
All right, they just refreshed it, but we'll confirm
all right
after.
Whatever.
We didn't mean to interrupt the flow. Sorry.
There is no flow right now. So.
So what the hell music is this, by the way?
300. I'm like feeling it right now. You know the movie 300?
Oh, I'm never not heard familiar with it. All right, go ahead. Continue.
I swear to God.
The movie 300.
Yeah, but you know, my bubble. You know my bubble.
It's 80s.
Music window.
Okay. I'm going to New Orleans. I'm picking the Giants. Plus, they're getting plus 2.5 points to beat the Saints. They're going to do it. Jackson Dart, Scataboo. Theo Johnson's going to find the end zone again. Darius Slayton's going to go off. I am very confident that the Giants are going to outright win this game with the points plus 2.5. Let's go.
All right. Hit me with it, Dove, here. Week 5. I've come so close each week. I think I'm missing by a game here. Obviously, with a parlay, it's not good enough. I'm going to dummy it down and just go with a 2-teamer. I almost did this last week. Truth be told, I had 2 teams last week that I loved. I loved the Giants and I loved the Falcons. And I got sucked into the Ravens because I heard you talking about the Chiefs, BT, and I liked the Ravens a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go against BT, and I paid for it. And you were right with that rate with the Chiefs pick. They dismantled the Ravens, but I got stupid there. I'm going to go 2-team parlay here. Game number 1, I love the Broncos, man. Not just love them in this game. I think the Broncos are a really good football team who's continuing to get better as the weeks go on. Never easy to pick against a Super Bowl champion in their house. 3.5 points is a lot. And I think at the very least, Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and that Denver defense can keep this game a field goal game. Philly's been playing games closer to the vest anyway. A lot of talk about the wide receiver. Maybe they try to have him break out. But that defense is so good. And I love the offense. And I think Bo Nix and Sean Payton, like I said, continue to get better. Give me the Broncos. I think they win the game. Give me the 3.5 points on the road in Philly for game number 1. And then game number 2, I too am going to go down to New Orleans. And I am going to take the Saints. I just feel like everybody's all up in the Giants. And I get it. Like, their defense looked really good. I liked the Giants last week. I thought they would win. They did. I don't know if they're going to follow that up in a game where it almost seems like people think it's automatic all of a sudden that the Giants aren't automatic over anybody. But, oh, New Orleans, they're bad. They're bad. New Orleans has been a lot more competitive than people think. And in that building, Kellen Moore, their offense, I think it's going to be a tough test for the Giants and young Jackson Dart. I think the Saints win that game. Give me New Orleans minus 2.5 points. 2-team parlay. Broncos on the road plus 3.5. New Orleans minus 2.5 over the Giants. As for the straight up, Obviously, you know I like New Orleans, so that's one. Give me the Saints over the Giants, and I'm sorry, BT. Like, I can't pick the. I picked the Jets against the Bucs. It was the only game I got wrong so far, as far as correctly predicting the winner of the Jets and Giants games. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Jets are going to have to earn it first. Give me the Cowboys.
Hey, real quick, by the way, because you've been on Denver for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're as good as you think they are, but I also haven't watched them maybe as much as I need to. If you're right, the value for Denver is going to dissipate soon. I still think
this
there's favorable lines for them because I don't think everybody's looking at them as it's an interesting
pick.
This
could be the week where it changes.
It could be. All right. I mean, like an idiot. Give me the Jets. What the hell are we doing here? You know, listen. Jen's from Dallas. I mean, come on. Am I going to pick the Cowboys? It's a family affair. I got to pick the Jets. I think they're going to score. I do. And I don't think Dallas is any good at all. So they got a chance, but probably won't. But I'll pick the Jets. I feel like we're going to be disappointed in the Giants on Sunday. I do. And less about, well, everybody's on it, which generally is the thing. A lot of people who bet
that is a factor,
I know a lot of people do say that. I just don't know if the Giants are going to move the ball as much as they think that they, as some people think that they are. I think it's an ugly-ish kind of a game. I think the Saints win an ugly one. I hope I'm wrong. I would love to see the Giants get their second win, but I'm going to go with the Jets and the Saints.
Hoff?
You know me with the Giants pick, and I said this. The Giants had to show me something and show me that they could win before I pick them again to win. So now I'm actually back on board. I'm going to pick them. Jets haven't shown me jack. So I'm going Dallas.
So Giants and Cowboys for Hoff. I'm going Saints and Cowboys. BT goes Saints and Jets. All different there. That does it for the Perfect Parlay pick segment week 5. We'll take a break, come back, finish up with your calls, get back to some Yankees here, BT. Talk about the series that lies ahead starting tomorrow at 4:05.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. We do have some breaking news here as it pertains to the Mets, BT. More on the coaching changes. Pitching coach Jeremy Hefner, hitting coaches Jeremy Barnes and Eric Chavez.
I think they need a shakeup, man.
Yeah.
The fact that there's new juice, new blood, you need that. If the third base coach was better, you probably win three more games. Yeah. And then you're probably in the playoffs.
He was
so
awful.
It matters.
Yeah, I mean, also if Pete Alonso could throw a baseball or catch one, maybe they win a game or two and find themselves in the postseason.
I heard that there's also a vacancy in the pitching lab.
Don't be a jerk. See, this is, come on now. He's, you know, he's it's a bad joke.
Off.
You give the bad jokes and the BT doesn't get them, and I got to clean up.
I get them. They got to be funny to laugh.
Yeah, that was a great show.
I get it. I mean, Hoff is generally a funny guy, and that was a little flat.
That was perfect.
You were waiting on serious stuff, and you could see the look at his face where he's
I know.
Oh, I got another name for you.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, there's an opening in the pitching lab. No, come on, Hoff.
I could have given you the courtesy chuckle, to be fair. I probably could have thrown you one of those, if, you know, but he's trying.
I've given you plenty of those.
No, you handled it. BT, you handled it the right way, but I was then confused.
Wasn't that funny?
No, but then I'm like, oh, does BT not understand what he's saying?
Oh, no, I get it.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure. Come on. Come on. What's there not to get?
Don't get it, though.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I'm not sure I got it. I still don't get it.
I didn't laugh either.
All right, BT and Sal Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo from ABT. I'm looking at Darius Slayton here. He was the Giants' leading receiver in Week 4 and their win over the Chargers. But it was a pedestrian 44 yards. They need a lot more from that. Obviously, neighbors down. I do think that even though I trust the Giants defense more after their impressive performance last week, they're going to need to show something against the Saints, who at the very least can be a high-octane, push-it-down-the-field type offense. They may not be a good team, but they're going to try to score a lot of points in that dome. Giants going to have to keep up with them. I think they're going to have to throw the ball to somebody. Slayton would be that guy.
Yeah, and without neighbors now, Slayton's going to get some double teams. He's certainly going to get the top corner. It's just a little bit of different level of responsibility. Good call. I'm going to go to Sunday night. Hopefully I'm sitting on a 2-0 Yankee lead Sunday night, but that game's going to be very revealing. I don't know what the Patriots do as a team, but I'm very curious how Drake May plays up in Buffalo. He's been phenomenal this year, man. So, I mean, I know he's been good. I looked at his numbers. I didn't realize this. First of all, he's at 75% completion percentage. 75. He's thrown at least two touchdowns in each of the last 3 weeks, and he also has run for a couple of touchdowns, and he's running well. So, third overall pick, he seems to have paid dividends. Are they ready for a step up in weight class? We'll see. Good game.
WFAN NFL football, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's finish up on the phones here ahead of a huge matchup, Yanks-Toronto. I mean, I just think it's fitting, BT, that it comes down to this. It's one thing to meet in the regular season, one thing to even be crowned division champion, which the Blue Jays had. You trade that division title for a win this round. This is what it's all about. I don't think Toronto was a legitimate match. They ran their mouths, their broadcasters, whatever it may be, their players, the manager talking about it, Springer talking about, oh, you're going to give the division to the Yankees? When the Blue Jays are starting to choke things away at the end, the manager taking shots left and right, insinuating that the Yankees are only good when they know what's coming. Well, now we're going to see it. Yanks, Blue Jays head-to-head, and I just don't think Toronto has what it takes to beat the Yankees in this series. I think the Yanks are going to eventually move on, and I think it's going to be in short order as well.
Man, I hope you're right. I feel good about it as well. I'm not sure about a sweep, but I do think the Yanks are set up. It's funny, some matchups, you're always juiced up for the postseason, but some are fairly benign in terms of, like, the emotions that you admit, like a Boston, obviously, a Subway Series with the Mets.
Last year, Kansas City.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, along those lines. So think about Boston, even though, you know, Boston's lineup is what it is, and they're a year or two away, I think, from being really, really good. You still got to beat them. And if they would have lost that, Yanks would have been punked nationally, so you couldn't deal with that nonsense. And now you got the team that, as you said, has been chirping all summer, even to the point, not just, like, when they're playing the Yankees. The Yankees are so centrally on the mind of Toronto, whether it's the umpires or the broadcast. They're talking about the Yankees when the Yankees aren't even in the same building with them. It would take great pleasure to send these punks home.
It's going to be sweet for the Yankees in the event that they do win. And obviously, we'll be locked in tomorrow, 4:05, game one. And we still haven't had an announcement yet.
Not yet, just Gausman for Toronto.
Tyler is calling from Caldwell, New Jersey. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Hey, just wanted to say I've been watching the YouTube live as well, loving the hairstyles. Anyways, I want to talk about Aaron Boone. I really do. I know. But, you know, we are giving Schittler a ton of credit, and rightfully so, of course. I'm not going to dive into the historical performance thing. Whatever. You got to move on to the next series. you know, the big bugaboo in game one with Boone was that, you know, some were saying that they pulled Fried early. And I happened to be in that party. But with Boone in general,
yeah,
you know, in my opinion, his biggest issues has always come with the pitching. I think the lineup is a little overrated. I think you just kind of have to rely on your players to play a little bit, especially in the game-by-game basis. With pitching, you can make a lot more mistakes. And analytics aside, there's a few intangibles with managing a pitching staff like we saw in game one and game three. Let me tell you why. Game one, Boone had that feeling, you know, deep down in his gut that Fried had to go. We put Weaver in. We see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost weird because you figure you'd give your 180-plus, much more million-dollar pitcher a little bit longer of a leash. But he learned his lesson. You know, there were instances in the fifth, sixth, seventh.
Hey, come on.
You want to get us in trouble here? That's right, it?
He's still there. No, he's there.
Okay.
But my point is, you know, you have to give, listen, for a fan base that throws a lot of flack at players, managers, front office, you have to give Boone credit for keeping Schlittler as long as he did. Honestly, because, listen, it's a tough town. Fans sometimes don't make it easy. And trust me, I think the Yankees should have won a lot more World Series before, you know, the instance that they're in right now, they might be able to win one. We haven't seen one since 2009. Let's rally behind Boone a little bit right now. Ben Rice, the big, you know, issue in game one, of course, again, was Rice didn't get in that bat, lefty-lefty.
Put it this way, Tyler.
Rice's at-bats versus the lefty for Boston were horrendous.
Yeah, they were awful.
It didn't come from nowhere.
It never comes from nowhere. And thank you for the call, Tyler. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Tyler.
It never comes from nowhere. Put it this way. Boone is a lot better than people give him credit for. Like, he has just been the punching bag for years. Every manager, you could pick apart their decisions. And you could say whether it's the data, whatever it may be, especially in today's day and age. But Boone is treated as if he's some buffoon.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It really is absurd. So maybe this is the sweet victory tour for him. Now, a long way to go. Like, they're just right now, it took a lot to get back to where they were a year ago starting the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. There's three more rounds to go. It's a long way. Like, that was a stressful three-game series. It's a long way to go to get back to the World Series and then eventually win it. So I'm not going to throw him his flowers now, but let's treat Aaron Boone with a little more respect around here.
I obviously agree. Now,
even if he is a data applicator.
Think about last night, right? So he puts it. Now, he could have done a lot of different things. Caballero played third base the first game, didn't do that last night. Rosario gets the big knock. We talked about this going in. We didn't really know what he would do. We thought, we talked about what he might, what we think he should do. But he could have easily put Goldschmidt to start at first base and Ben Wright as the catcher.
Didn't think he was going to do it.
He didn't do that. And by not doing that, think about the big at-bat that Austin Wells gave you, 9 or 10 pitches, and I thought that should have been a hit, whatever. We're not going to yell about that, but I thought it was a hit. Either way, clutch at-bat. Think about Goldie getting the pinch hit late. Think about, now, Ben Rice did not look good at first base, but everything that he did last night kind of worked out. And I boil it down very simply when it comes to Boone. And I would encourage almost everybody that thinks he's a buffoon, to use your word, which we don't. I would encourage you to at least think about this once in a while. I challenge you. Name the series that Aaron Boone and the Yankees were supposed to win, whether through Vegas or what we thought of, what we saw unfold during the season, where they did not win. In 22, a couple of years ago, the Astros superior. Now, the Yankees threw up all over themselves against the Dodgers last year, so that was a very bad look, and the Cortez move was awful. But the Dodgers superior. Vegas told you that. Our eyes told you that. So to me, when he's not underachieving, which I don't think he's ever done once.
2020 maybe against the Rays.
I don't remember the exact odds, but
the Yankees were a machine. And now, again, 2020 is a pandemic, so.
But Voight's playing first. They go back and look at the Yankee roster. It wasn't anything special, man. I'm not saying that you're 100% wrong. Maybe that's the one that you could throw up there for debate. But people make it seem like the Yankees go into every October. Yankees odds on favorite to win the World Series, and they lose to the Guardians and the Royals every year. Like, the teams they're supposed to beat, they beat.
Yeah, to me, it's never been about Boone as far as the Yankees' deficiencies. However, he has been the punching bag. And I personally am finally happy to see a little bit more of the gut type stuff the last 2 days specifically. Some people disagree with keeping Rodon in. I'm good with it. keep one. Like, my mentality would always be keep the guy in, let him get knocked out. He did it last night with Schlittler, who really, it was an easy decision.
Yeah, it was.
You can't pull him out of that game. And the same thing the night before with Rodon was a little trickier decision. Frank is in Monroe. We'll finish us off here. What's up, Frank?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
You know, that guy Charlie from the Poconos, he obviously shaved his head. That's number one.
Yeah, we got that.
Number two, Aaron Boone. I tell my friends that want Boone fired that he, like, his grandfather played in the pros, his father played in the pros, his brother did, he did. Like, that guy knows more about baseball than most people that are alive. Like, What do they want him to do?
Well, Frank, it doesn't mean he gets a lifetime contract with the Yankees because the family.
No,
know you're not saying that. I know you're not saying that.
Right, right. We don't have to beat him down all the time.
Yep.
And number two, BT, think about this. Next year, Cole, Fried, Rodon,
Schlittler.
I know. Neil, like, think about that rotation. Every team in the league would take either one of those guys.
But I'm worried about tomorrow.
I
hear you, Frank, but I'm worried. I'm focused on tomorrow.
Thanks for the call.
Even though you're not wrong, but I get it.
You can't worry about next year.
Tomorrow.
Oh, Blake,
I want a championship.
Hey, who's to say that one of these guys doesn't get injured this year or in the offseason or in spring training? Like, that's how pitching is. That's how... fragile it is with the starting pitching where you just don't know, which is why I wouldn't invest a lot of money in it. The Yankees have invested a lot of money in it. Hey, it's a great thing that they went out there and got Max Fried, and he can basically fill in for Gerrit Cole, who's not there. Rodon, they spent a lot of money a couple years ago. He's finally pitching up to those standards, and it's nice to get balanced out by Schlittler, who's not making anything and going out there and dominating like an ace last night. So I'd worry about now as opposed to, same thing with Ravage last night. Oh, this for years to come. It doesn't work like that. You don't know year to year, especially with the fragility of a pitching staff.
Look at some of the young Met pitchers over the years. We thought they'd be here, forever.
Exactly.
You know, the trio, even going back to Generation K. I mean, going back to Pulsifer and those
guys. Who proved nothing, and we anointed them before they did anything. And then the guys in 2015 who actually did do something, whether it be Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, all that fell apart.
Hear you.
You just don't know.
Kerry Wood. I mean, the baseball graveyard is littered with, I hear that.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.